Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos back on the show. Dawn is one of our top Brain Trust members. She's the founder of HiddenProfitProfit.com, the founder of DF Consulting, associate professor of business at King's College, and the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, which is now published in Chinese. Folks, when you hear me talk about my Brain Trust members being global thinkers, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. And when you hear me say no chopped liver for the small, for my audience, only the best for my people, you know what I'm talking about when we got somebody like Dawn going global on us. Dawn Fotopoulos, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's so great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations. I'm so jealous.
Thank you. Well, I have to tell you, it's so funny. I mean, you know, Rob Yucallo is my illustrator, and he was a Disney artist for like 25 years. And the funniest thing is when you open up the book and you see the illustrations, all of the little indicators that were in English, you know,
right.
We have these little elves doing all these great things.
Right.
And now we have them doing these things in Chinese. it's hilarious, and it's so much fun. But it was great to have it in my hand. You know, the publisher told me about it months ago, but I never actually saw a copy until
right.
last week. So that was great.
Well, congrats. And of course, the money's just rolling in, right, from China?
Oh, yeah. Well, it totally changed my life, you know, maybe when I'm 112.
Well, congratulations. And that's a great accomplishment. And again, just another – we take these kinds of announcements we take them with great pride around here because we like thinking that we're pretty darn good at identifying talent when we schedule people on the show, and you helped prove that we're justified in that thinking, Dawn.
Well, you're very kind. I have to tell you, Jim, you know what excites me, honestly, underneath all of this? I was at the Intuit QuickBooks Connect conference, and this woman with blue hair, I kid you not, right? Blue hair and bright red cowboy boots.
Aunt B.
Rushes me on the stage.
Her name was Aunt B, right?
No. She actually, she has a company called Cowboy Soaps, and she got all excited. It's like she was trembling. She said, "Oh my gosh, it's you. I said, "Excuse me?" She said, "Yeah, it's you." I couldn't believe it. She said, "I saw the list of the speakers, and I saw your name, and I thought, no way I can hear her live. I bought your book. I downloaded it. It saved my business."
Wow.
And I said, "You got to tell me more about that." Well, she does business with Whole Foods, which is tough to do, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When
you deal with the big guys like that, they'll eat you alive.
Oh, they will. They absolutely will. And she said, "You know, if I hadn't understood gross margin, I would have negotiated my contract completely differently. I would have
right.
lowered my prices, and I would have been out of business." Thank you.
What
and
a
so
great,
I said,
what a
I
great
want
story.
That to happen a million times over.
And it probably has, and maybe will, and probably will. But folks, what she's talking about is if you don't know what your margin is, that number in the middle of your operating statement, if you don't know what that number is, you're driving down a one-way street in the fog at night with no lights on the wrong way.
That's right. That's right. And what people do not understand, Jim, is you run the business on gross profit. You don't run it on revenues. So
right.
part of what the book is doing, and I'm excited about this, is it is changing thinking on a grand scale. So if I am having trouble paying my bills, I want to get people out of the conundrum that, oh, I can't pay my bills, so I'm going to get more customers. Oh, I'm going to cut my price so I can get more customers. And now all I've done is I've killed my gross profit, and I bought myself more work to do. So now I'm working twice as hard and making half the money.
My favorite story that maybe you'll remember, folks, about this, Dawn, are the two brothers who weren't very smart. And they were selling watermelons. And they buy them on from the farmer on one side of the road and put them on their truck, drive them over to the for a dollar from the farmer. They drive them over to the other side of the road and sell them for a dollar. And one of them says, "We're not doing too good. What do you think we should do?" And the other one said, "We should buy a bigger truck."
That's right. I'm going to grow my business, Jim.
So that's
how I'm going to solve the problem.
Yeah, that's all you got to do, right, folks, is just cut your prices. I'll sell more. And people don't realize that if you don't know what your margins are and you got bad margins and you grow your business, you're growing yourself out of business quicker.
Well, what you're doing is you're digging yourself into a deeper financial hole faster.
And what's the law of holes? When you find yourself in one, stop digging.
Stop digging, absolutely.
Don Fotopoulos, the folks, the book is called Accounting for the Number Phobic. It's now global, and we're not the least bit surprised, and we're very proud of her. We're going to come right back and talk to you about how to wrap up your accounting year with our good friend, Don Fotopoulos.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.